Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark DeJohn. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a pop-up towards short. DeJohn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJohn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DeJohn. Brunansky moves to second. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJohn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky scores. Ward moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark DeJohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJohn hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Gibson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Mark DeJohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJohn is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's Twins, 2, Tigers, 2. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon is hit by the pitch. DeJohn moves to second. Len Jones pinch runs for Chet Lemon. Bobby Castillo now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Len Jones now playing right field. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ivey strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Mark DeJohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeJohn bunts towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner bunts between the mound and first base. Petrie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laudner for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Washington applying the tag. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Mark DeJohn. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Alan Trammell now playing shortstop. Dave Roseman now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Ron Davis now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 4 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rozma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Herndon strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller pinch runs for Lance Parrish. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and picks off Miller. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now catching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brunansky is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Felton now pitching. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 4 for 5 in the game, with four singles. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.